Do you know what photonics is?
Not really. I read a few articles in the paper, but I couldn't explain it to you.
It has something to do with light and data?
I have no idea. I've been hearing about it on the news, but I have no idea what it is.
It sounds familiar.
It has to do with the new industry coming in.
Do you know what photonics is?
Photonics? No. Can you explain?
Okay, time to settle this once and for all. Just what is photonics?
Photonics is a contraction of photons and electronics.
That's Paul Ballantyne. He's the executive director of the University of Rochester's Center for Emerging and Innovative Sciences. He's going to help walk us through this. The first thing you have to know to really understand photonics is this. Light exists as both waves and particles.
It's both, depending on what you're looking at.
It used to be that everyone thought of light as just these waves that passed through lenses and could be manipulated with prisms. And that was the focus of the science of optics, which has been around for thousands of years.
And then, in the first part of the 20th century, there was a revolution in science called quantum mechanics. And that caused us to think of light not only as waves, but as particles as well, particles of light. And we call them photons, from the Greek word photos, meaning light.
So when light hits something solid, imagine thousands of tiny little photons hitting it and bouncing off it. The more we understand and learn about these photons, the more we're able to wrangle them and invent new technology.
Photonics has many applications. It has lasers, light-emitting diodes, photovoltaics. Integrated photonics is one of them.
Light-emitting diodes, by the way, are better known as LEDs, and photovoltaics, that's solar cells and solar energy. But the integrated photonics that Ballantyne is talking about is what people are really excited about.
The best example of an integrated photonics technology is a new kind of microchip.
Basically, it works like this. Right now, microchips use electrons to transmit data and information. But electrons are these fat, sluggish molecules compared to photons. Photons are small, and they're fast, because they travel at the speed of light. So if you replace some of the electrons on a microchip with photons, you'll be able to increase the speed at which these chips work, and decrease the energy needed to do so. Considering how many of our devices are equipped with microchips, the impact of integrated photonics could be pretty huge.
Integrated photonics is important to the future of Rochester, but it's just one part of the equation. Integrated photonics, along with photonics and optics, will enable new imaging technologies. And imaging is really where the future is at.
Imaging systems are what make all of our cell phone cameras possible. It's the reason Facebook can recognize your face, and Google's self-driving cars can navigate traffic.
And Rochester has the people, the schools, and the supply chain to attract these modern imaging companies and really build the future of the Rochester economy.
So, with the creation of this photonics hub in Rochester, Ballantyne says we'll not only be able to perfect our laser technology and experiment with new microchips, but we'll also be a one-stop shop for all things imaging. At least, that's the hope. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.